the state's Department of Environmental Conservation has been monitoring the spill and subsequent cleanup efforts. Stephen Russell manages DEC's response team for Central Alaska.
From what we understand, the contractors were offloading equipment and supplies from a landing craft, which was beached at the Williamsport end of the road, and they were staging the equipment in the area there. And for some reason, one of the saddle tanks on one of the semi-trucks was punctured and discharged. It ended up being approximately 30 gallons of diesel fuel in that area.
The 30 gallons of spilled diesel is an estimate provided by the Iliamna Development Corporation, which was tasked with cleaning up their mess at the remote site. Russell says the state also asked IDC to have a third-party consultant on hand to report back on the spill and cleanup.
We did get a final report on that, and it appears that they collected in the area of 20 to 25 yards of contaminated material. The consultant is reporting that his field screening came back clean or came back negative, and the soils will be transported to a containment cell that IDC has established in the area.
According to Russell, incidents involving spills like this, often as vehicles and equipment are moved on and off landing craft around the state, are unfortunately common this time of the year. Still, he says this was a significant spill based on its proximity to the beach and the shallow water table and size of the tides at Williamsport on Cook Inlet.
You know, originally we didn't have a very good indication of the proximity to the water. We knew it was up the beach a ways, up the road a ways, but still a potential for it to get in back into the water was there. So, you know, it certainly piqued our interest when we heard the location.
There were some initial cleanup efforts, but it's unclear how effective they were. Apparently some absorbent pads were used, but quickly blew away. Russell is confident that the excavation of the contaminated soil was successful, and he doesn't feel there's currently any threat to fish or wildlife.
Not at this time. We don't have any indication that the maritime environment was impacted, at least as far as the waterways and immediate coastline to the waterways. We've had no reports of any sheen on the bay or in the saltwater areas, or any sheen from any runoff due to rain or anything like that. So we'll continue to keep an eye on it. We'll ask the corporation to continue to keep an eye on it and report to us if they have any additional problems.
Back in June of 2009, an IDC fuel trailer leaked at least 1,400 gallons of diesel fuel along Pyle Bay Road, and that fuel reportedly reached the Iliamna River. The Iliamna Development Corporation could not be reached for comment Monday. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.